smart as a whip.
But I know they all are. Okay.
Go.
Good morning. Welcome to the Cultural Service Historic Preservation Tree and Advisory Board. Today is Monday, March 2nd, 2026. Would you all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Canny.
Present.
Ms. Keys.
Ms. Hoop, me?
Yes.
Present.
Mr. Schaefer.
Here.
Ms. Finch.
Here.
Ms. Bell.
Here.
Ms. Vanderbeek.
Here.
Mr. Miller.
Here.
We have a quorum with all members present.
Thank you. Adoption of the agenda.
Yes, staff, just beforehand, staff would like to suggests that the new business items be moved to just after staff report to be considerate of those that are here for the tree removal applications.
Okay, and taking a look at it, can we move 7B to 7A? Would that be okay with everyone?
Okay with me.
Mm-hmm. Consensus, yes? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. So 7B will become 7A. All right. Approval of the minutes. Did you all get a chance to?
Excuse me, Chair. If we could have a motion to adopt the agenda as amended.
Can I have a motion?
Yes.
Of changing that?
I move to adopt the
7A.
7B moving in front of 7A and new business going after report of staff.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none? Okay, thank you. Now, approval of the minutes. Did you all get a chance to read over them? Any changes, questions? Okay, may I have a motion to accept the minutes as written?
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
May I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No, none opposed? We'll accept the approval of the minutes. Okay, report of staff, cultural service update, Jackie.
Thank you. So this past Thursday, the Cocoa Bill Historic Marker had a ceremony to unveil the new marker at the museum. It went very well. We had about 40 people in attendance, which is a great turnout. We extend a lot of gratitude to Julie Davis and Tara Lamb. They had the vision of making that marker and bringing it to the board. So we also want to appreciate this board for their support and counsel as well. We also want to just note to the board that Ms. Davis, she provided a wonderful amount of remarks at the ceremony, and we're working with her, as well as Hometown News, to make an article about what she had stated, as well as getting that on our website. So please look forward to that on our website.
I just want to tell you, Jackie, it was a wonderful ceremony. Thank you very much for all your work on that.
Yeah, certainly. We're happy to do it, and it's nice to see his legacy being preserved for yes. future generations. Additionally, our department developed and launched a new court reservation system, which is ADA compliant and closer aligns with the needs of the community. So hopefully that's working well. We haven't heard complaints, so that's really nice to hear. And then additionally, the two next events that are coming up is Easter on April 4th and Ponce Preserves the Planet on April 18th. And there's always programs going on, so if you ever want to be added to our list of that, just let me know. Thank you.
Thank you. Public Works update?
Yes. So Steve Dunlap was not able to attend today, but he did provide an update to present, which I will do now. So for park and museum project updates, Pollard Park, the playground fence was installed. If you haven't noticed that already, go check that out. The Davies Park restroom facility, storage shed, and pavilion have all been painted and stained. So it kind of gives a nice cohesive look in the park. Lights on the pickleball court at Pollard Park were replaced. However, we're still waiting for some light shields that were ordered, waiting to install that so that it helps neighboring residents with those lights. The tennis court is scheduled to be resurfaced beginning March 9th to the 20th. So the tennis court will be closed. The dog park fence replaced will be scheduled soon. So that's ordered, and we're just scheduling that according to the vendor's schedule. And the lights at the museum were replaced. That includes the boardwalk lights as well as the landscaping lights that lit. So that looks really nice with the new LED lights at night. And then additionally, the town seals at the entrance. I don't know if you noticed, but there's been one missing at the South Peninsula entrance. A new one is expected to be delivered any day and anytime soon. And they are also ordering a replacement for the South Atlantic one so that they both match with their newer look. And they will both be in place before the holiday season, which is what we may be talking about for our budget items coming up on the agenda.
Thank you. Speaking of signs, I just want to say that sign that you put in front of the museum for Coco Bill, I thought was excellent. It's a nice, clean, easy-to-read sign. So thank you for that. Okay. Moving fast here. Moving on to new business. We're going to go to Part B, tree removal permit application. The removal of four specimen live oak trees measuring over 18 inches in diameter at breast height for construction of a new single-family home at 4900 Sailfish Drive. Are you presenting this?
Good morning, Chair and Board members. Let's see here. Oh, that is right there. So as you just mentioned, this application is for the removal of four specimen live oak trees with trunks measuring 20 inches to 28 inches diameter at breast height. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay. And the applicant, DLT Ganser, is here. Both property owners are here today. So at the end of the presentation, if you have any questions of them, they are here. As far as the authority and process, specimen trees equal to or greater than 18 inches diameter breast height require review of this board for removal, subject to the standards and criteria listed in the LUDC. For trees of this size, the board has authority to approve with conditions, or deny the proposed tree removal. If approved, the tree removal permit shall only be issued in conjunction with the development permit. And decisions of the Cultural Services Board may be appealed to the town. And here is the location of the property at 4900 Sailfish Drive. Okay. So the property overview. The subject property measures approximately 12,313 square feet, or 0.28 acres. And that meets the minimum size requirements for the R3 zoning district. The lot does vary in sizes on the frontage and the sides. It's an irregular shaped lot, and it has an angled frontage on Sailfish Drive. The surrounding residential area has remained significantly wooded. It's a designated scenic road on Sailfish Drive that has maintained a substantial tree canopy along residential lots. This property, the subject property, was platted as part of the Ponce de Leon Park subdivision in 1949, and I've noted on this the approximate location of the parcel. The specimen oak trees subject to this approval range in sizes from 20 inches to 28 inches, and they are located in the footprint of the proposed home. A total of 11 protected trees are depicted on the submitted survey within the lot boundaries. Four are proposed for removal. And I just would like to note that two of the trees are actually one tree that splits. So just pointing that out. The preserved trees include seven oaks, 10 inches to 23 inches diameter at breast height, and 12 palms, 10 inches to 16 inches diameter at breast height within the property boundaries. And here's a boundary survey with the trees to be removed in red and then those that are preserved, and you should have an 11 by 17 copy in front of you. Okay, so here are some photos of the tree that I took on a site visit. These two photos are of the 20-inch and 28-inch live oak in the very center of the property. And this is the tree I had mentioned that actually branches out kind of part of one tree. At one point, it actually had four branching outs, but two of those have kind of died. They've lost the bark around them. I could see the bark on the ground around those trees when I was out there. The owner is proposing a one-story home, and it will be approximately 2190 square feet. It's two-story with a 738-square-foot two-car garage, a 1,000-square-foot swimming pool and deck, and a 567-square-foot driveway. The building coverage is calculated at 23%, meeting the maximum allowance of 35% for the R3 zoning district. According to the LUDC regulations, the ratio of replacement trees can be reduced to 1-for-1 by preserving trees outside of the designated protection zone where protection is strictly required. The DPZ includes the front yard, side yards, and 10 feet of the rear yard, but not the footprint of the principal structure and accessory structure. Uses permitted in the buffers and area lying within 8 feet of the home, which is also known as the clear zone. According to the tree survey and house layout submitted by the applicant, three trees will be preserved outside of the DPZ. According to LUDC, section 4.10.4.E, table 4-19, four trees would be required for mitigation, measuring at least 2.5 inches caliper and a minimum of 6 feet in height. The removal of protected trees and vegetation is evaluated according to certain criteria, and these include making a reasonable effort to reposition the footprint of structures, parking areas, and stormwater management drainage facilities where possible to save trees. The criteria, along with staff's response, are outlined in the report. The applicant submitted a written narrative to describe the request and justification for removal. As part of the application review, staff noted that there are three trees protected outside of the designated protection zone, and that according to the applicant, reasonable effort was made to reposition the structure. As far as stormwater drainage facilities, the requirements for those must be met during the building permit process. The use of the property is consistent with zoning and dimensional requirements. There will be 7 of 11 trees preserved, along with areas along Sailfish Drive that will be preserved. There will be increased stormwater runoff, as that will be addressed during the building permit review process. The trees will be replaced, and the tree canopy in this area is substantial. There is already visual screening that exists along Sailfish Drive and along the designated protection zones. Any impact to the preserved trees will be mitigated with protective measures such as tree wells. And the applicant asserts for preserving the four trees within the building area that all design options have been exhausted. Due to the size and shape of the lot, the design options were limited. Trees were preserved based on the location of the garage and the driveway. Based on the application materials, the applicant has made multiple attempts to reposition the footprint of the home. The proposed home is positioned as far south as possible in the buildable area, allowing for the preservation of one oak tree and two palm trees outside of the designated protection zone. 7 live oak trees within the property boundaries will be preserved, and protective measures will be taken to protect the preserved trees. The applicant also proposes to install additional trees and vegetation beyond the required mitigation. Recommendations with conditions. The application appears to meet the criteria of LUDC section 4.10.4.C and D and 4.20.5 for the removal of four trees measuring over 18 inches diameter at breast height. Staff recognizes that removal of four oaks within the buildable area of the primary structure is likely unavoidable to develop the lot. Staff recommends approval to remove four trees subject to five conditions. These conditions include the board's approval for tree removal is limited to the four specimen live oak trees ranging in size from 20 inches to 28 inches diameter at breast height. The tree removal permit shall only be issued in conjunction with the building permit for the single family home. Protective measures for all preserved trees shall comply with LUDC section 4.10.4.D.4. And the board may require replacement trees to include larger caliper native specimen trees to supplement canopy coverage and maintain neighborhood character if they so desire. The final landscape plan and tree replacement mitigation plans must comply with LUDC section 4.10. And if you have any questions from me or from the applicant.
Well, thank you very much. Would the applicant like to say anything?
I've always got something to say. Thanks, Patty.
Sure.
I'm Dale Ganser, and this is my wife, Marie. I'm not a newbie to the area. We purchased this lot 25 years ago.
Sir? Yes. I'm sorry. If you can please state your name and address on the record.
Dale Ganser, 3844 Calliope Avenue, Port Orange. We moved down here 2 years ago to build this home. We had purchased the lot 25 years ago, so have been in and around Ponce Inlet for quite a while. I have to note that I was on Plan Commission in Wisconsin for quite a few years and never, oh, did Patty? No, here she is. Never have I worked with someone in planning like Patty, and I've also never heard a staff report like I've just heard, and not even close. So you're kind of lucky to have her. She's very thorough. I also wanted to thank, and I'm not completely sure who's totally responsible for this, but generally the process is when you're submitting plans and getting a permit that's when you address the trees. Quite honestly, I found that kind of bizarre. Because there's, and so I appreciate having the opportunity to address this before I go any further, because the difference between today, and the house is almost completely designed, but the difference between today and when I start applying for permits is about $25,000. And so I appreciate being able to come in, because without this conversation, I can't really design a house. The only thing I really want to add to what Patty talked about is, obviously, when we purchased this 25 years ago, it was very wooded. That's why we purchased it. You're all familiar with Sailfish. It's a street like no other. Mm-hmm. And my intention there, unlike a lot of the homes that are built, there's not going to be a lawn. I mean, if I had my druthers, I'd clear the spot for the house, I'd build it off site and helicopter it in and drop it down, because those trees are why I have the lot, right? And I want to put a little emphasis on it. I suspect most of you saw the property. I'm not sure. But if you went there, Patty talked about the seven live oaks that I'm going to preserve. We're preserving additional live oaks that would be on your property, both to the east of our lot and to the south of our lot, by being allowed to use the right-of-way to the south to access our property. So that means we don't have to remove anything for driveway on Sailfish. And that's kind of huge, because there's about eight live oaks across the front of our lot on Sailfish Drive that belong to Ponce Inlet, but we don't have to address any of them. And then I wanted to put another emphasis on the 16 palm trees that we're preserving that are not on the survey, because, you know, the trunks are 4 feet high, right? And so they're not on the survey. And there are 16 of those that we're preserving. And one last thing is that any opportunity I have to put in a tree, I'm putting in a tree. So that aspect of it, I probably would like to put in more than you're even going to require me to put in. I'm not sure how possible that's going to be, because it's wooded. But any opportunity I have to put in a live oak or an interesting palm, I'm certainly going to do that, just because that's the look that we're after. We're taking this beach community and creating a jungle environment, basically. Yeah. So, you guys have any questions?
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions?
No.
That is a beautiful piece of property. You're right down the block from me, so welcome.
Oh, is it? Yeah. It really is.
It really is beautiful, and we all know Sailfish is gorgeous, and we want to keep the canopy as much as possible. So
yeah,
you're with us on that one. So
oh,
thank you
very much. Yeah, I can't emphasize it enough. That's why we're there. I was a little disappointed that you switched me to A from B, because having never done this, I wanted to know what they were going to say. But actually, I appreciate that.
You are definitely welcome to stay to hear the next part.
Okay.
Thank you
very much.
No, no questions?
Nope. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, everyone. Anyone have any? Anyone here? No? All right, let me get to the... We have to make a motion. There is the thing. Sorry.
Excuse me, Chair, if you wanted to open it up to public participation as
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah, public, I'm sorry, public participation. Does anyone else have anything to say? Oh, seeing none, now we can move on. All right. I'm sorry, I can't find my... Here we go. Do we have a motion to approve this tree removal?
I'll make a motion to approve the tree removal.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, well, can we have a roll call?
Vice Chair Keese?
Yes.
Ms. Bell?
Yes.
Chair Finch?
Yes.
Ms. Canny?
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, and welcome. Okay. Moving on to 7A, now 7B, tree removal permit application of removal of 4 specimen live, am I reading the right thing? Yes, and 2 non-specimen live oaks at the Veterans Memorial. Patty?
Hello again.
Hello.
Okay. This is, as you just mentioned, it's a request for 6 specimen live oak trees to be removed at Veterans Memorial Association. Mr. Obeck, the applicant for the Veterans Memorial Association, is here today to answer any questions at the end of this presentation. Okay. This authority and process is a little bit different. It is in accordance with the second amended and restated license maintenance and easement agreement that was executed on January 15th, 2026. Tree removal at Veterans Memorial must be reviewed by the Cultural Services Historic Preservation and Tree Advisory Board and a recommendation provided to the Town Council. As specified in Section 8 of the agreement, the removal of live trees in conjunction with improvements must first be reviewed by this board, and you will provide your recommendation to the Town Council. And that is what is happening in this case. Just a little background on Veterans Memorial. In 2010, the Veterans Memorial Association was formed to design, construct, and establish the Veterans Memorial at Kay and Ayers Davies Lighthouse Park. In 2011, the Town Council approved the original license, maintenance, and easement agreement with the association. And in 2011, the memorial was completed and dedicated on Veterans Day of that year. And here is the approximate location of the Veterans Memorial site within the larger Davies Park. Okay. The property overview. The Veterans Memorial site measures approximately 9,763 square feet, which is 0.22 acres in site. The park and memorial site have a zoning and future land use designation of public institutional. The surrounding zoning districts include B2 to the south, across South Peninsula Drive, R1 to the west, and public institutional zoning to the east and west. Access to the site is provided from South Peninsula Drive. There are a total of 12 protected trees as depicted on the submitted survey at Veterans Memorial site. Six are proposed for removal, and as listed above, I won't read them all. Those are the sizes from tree one through tree six. And here is the tree survey, the boundary survey, with if you see the blocks, those are the trees that are proposed for removal, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then this is an overlay of the proposed improvements that were part of the second amended agreement. And so it just tries to overlay it to show you the location of the trees in relationship to those improvements. And this slide shows you the areas for replacement that are proposed for replacement of oak trees, highlighted in red. And we'll talk a little bit about that replacement later when we get to the conditions. This also is an area for proposed additional landscaping at the south area of the park, sort of as an entrance. And again, we'll discuss in the conditions a comprehensive replacement plan. And here are photos of the trees. That's tree number one, which is a little bit removed from the structures. Tree number two, that's 8.75 inches, which is at the entrance to the memorial structure, and three also at the entrance to the memorial structure, 7.5 inches, and then we have 4, 5, and 6 that are kind of adjacent to each other. This is tree number four here on the right, tree number five in the middle, and then tree number six on the other side. And I don't know if you can tell from this picture, but tree number six has some health issues. Okay, and here are some aerial photos taken just to kind of give you an idea of how that site historically looked. So before the memorial, you can see that that area was somewhat open with less trees than other areas of the larger park. And then you can see after the first aerial after construction, and you can see clearly on this photo where trees number 1, 2, and 3 are located. And then this is just, you know, going forward in time, aerial photos in 2020 and 2025. Okay. All right. According to the LUDC regulations, the ratio of replacement trees can be reduced to 1-to-1 by preserving trees outside of the designated protection zone where protection is strictly required. The DPZ includes front yards, side yards, and 10 foot of the rear yard, but not the footprint of any principal and accessory structures, uses permitted in the buffers, and areas lying within 8 feet of the structure. According to the tree survey, 3 trees will be preserved outside of the designated protection zone within the Veterans Memorial site. According to LUDC Section 4.10.4.E, Table 4-19, if all 6 trees are approved for removal, a total of 6 trees would be required for mitigation, measuring at least 4.5 inches caliper and a minimum of 10 feet in height. As part of the application review, I looked at these criteria. The criteria includes making reasonable efforts to reposition the footprint of structures, parking areas, and stormwater management drainage facilities where possible to save trees. Okay. So trees were protected, are protected outside of the designated protection zone, as mentioned earlier, and the monument was positioned within a natural cleared area, so there is a reasonable effort for the position of the structure. The use of the property is consistent with zoning and dimensional requirements. They're planning on preserving 6 of the 12 oaks within the Veterans Memorial site, and stormwater is addressed in the larger park area, and the trees will be replaced, and tree canopy in this area is substantial. Visual screening exists along South Peninsula Drive. There will be no changes to the natural grade, and the monument was positioned within a natural cleared area. There is a staff recommendation with 5 conditions. Staff recommends tree removal be limited to trees number 2, 3, and 6, measuring 8.75 inches, 7.5 inches, and 8.5 inches diameter at breast height, respectively. The applicant shall consult with a certified arborist to obtain recommendations prior to any significant tree trimming and for other appropriate measures to prevent or minimize damage to existing and planned paver areas from trees number 1, 4, and 5. Number 3, the landscaping and tree replacement plans comply with LUDC 4.10.4.E and shall be subject to further review and approval by the Cultural Services Board with respect to specimen tree species selection and the location of replacement plantings within the Veterans Memorial site and Kay and Ayers Davies Park. The landscaping and tree replacement plan shall be completed within 60 days from the April 16th, 2026 Town Council meeting if this item moves forward to that meeting. Replacement trees shall be live oak trees, a minimum of 4.5 inch caliper and a minimum height of 10 feet. Trees approved for removal shall be replaced at a 1-to-1 ratio within 6 months of Cultural Services Board approval of the landscaping and tree replacement plan. Yeah. Sorry about that. And I'm here for any questions, and also the applicant is here as well.
Do we have any questions for Patty?
How old are the trees that are being removed?
They are, let me go back to the staff report. I did have that in there. Let's see.
Page five at the bottom, thank you.
What line number? Let's see. Oh, here we go. They're estimated to be between 29 and 42 years old, and that is that estimate is completed by multiplying the diameter of the tree in inches by the growth rate factor.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Patty? No. Would the applicant like to speak?
Mark Obeck, 4758 South Peninsula Drive, and today I'm proud to represent the Ponce and Lett Veterans Memorial Association. Madam Chair, if I could indulge you a bit, are there any veterans on this board? I see none. Secondly, who on the board has visited the site upon receiving this packet? Okay, thank you, thank you. That helps me with my comments and how I might adjust them, so I appreciate it. Sorry, fat fingers. So let's look at our overall objectives. When we looked at expanding this memorial, we said we need to expand it in a way that also enhances the park, improves the image that the park presents to not only town residents, but also visitors. We wanted to obviously minimize the risk to the Walls of Remembrance area. The last thing we want to do is compromise that area with any efforts that we undertake. We want to ensure it creates an attractive place of solitude. We're honoring veterans. In many cases, we're honoring veterans that made the ultimate sacrifice. So we wanted to ensure that that place is a place of solitude for people to reflect on service and on the loved ones that they had that did service in support of this country. We wanted to improve the visual access to the memorial upon entering the park. We wanted to improve the visual appeal of the Davis plaque. I mean, they invested a lot of money in this park, and if you look at the coquina and the plaque, it's almost undistinguishable. We wanted to add other trees to add to the park's appearance. And lastly, we wanted to remove, replace, or move detracting items like the trash cans, the dog poop station that's right there. I mean, it's not an image you want to have as you're entering a nice park. I'm standing here with my cap on, my cover, because it is much more about just me or a granite wall or all of that. It's really about all of this. It truly is. That memorial stands today as one of only four regional memorials in the state of Florida recognized by the Veterans Department of Veteran Affairs, one of four. It stands today as only one of 55 in the entire country. To meet that standard, you better have something that creates not just a wow factor, but creates an image that provides the due respect to those that have served. And we believe this memorial, as it currently stands, does and will continue with this expansion. This is more about trees. It's about creating a lasting and memorable park experience. I'm on the planning board. I've been on the planning board for a few years. And I understand LUDCs, and I understand having to follow the straight and narrow. And I appreciate the efforts of the planning department in regards to their in regards to this application. But this is not a black and white issue. It is not even a gray issue. This is a red, white, and blue issue for us sitting here today. It truly is. Let's take a walk. This is how the park looks as you're entering it. As you see, we want to remove those items that distract from any sense of beauty. We want to enhance the coquina. And we want to be able for people to see the memorial. As they come in, it needs to present a wow factor. Look at that. It is a special place, a very special place. I was down at the site yesterday with one of our veterans, Tom Whalen, and we had a stranger come up and said, "My father served, and I have not seen a more impactful memorial than what you folks are doing here." He actually wanted a selfie, and we took one of he standing there with Tom and myself with the memorial in the background. It has impact, folks. It has impact. So what are we remembering here? Folks, we are remembering service. When men and women swore an oath to defend and protect the Constitution, they also wrote this blank check to this country, up to including their lives. We are talking about Army veterans, folks, Army veterans, Navy veterans, Marine veterans, Air Force veterans, and Coast Guard veterans. We are talking about men and women that wrote that check. And now we're talking about being able to honor not just the 800-plus pavers that we have installed already, but 1,600 more that we will be able to recognize as a result of the plaques on those granite walls and the pavers that we have planned to surround the walls. Let's get into the details. Four trees present a true short and long-term stability risk to the paver area surrounding the walls. Tree four is in that upper left hand. Tree three is to the right there. And if you look closely, you already see roots coming out of the ground in what would be the paver area. Two, three, four, five is where you see that yellow or that orange flag. That's right up against the border of the paver area. So the intent would be to go right up to that. You want to talk about compromising the area? Come on, that will absolutely compromise the area. And the last tree, six, yes, that's damaged, but as you can see, it's right up against that sand area, which again will be the edge of the paver area. We don't want to be in a position of having to remediate damage to the paver area. We want it to be stable for decades to come. It needs to be that way for decades to come. With the removal of trees 4, 5, and 6, those granite walls will always remain out of the shadows but in bright sunlight. When you have stainless steel plaques on those walls, you want it to shine. You want attention brought to those plaques that are honoring those veterans. And removing those trees will provide that. That's what we need. We need people to see how bright their plaques shine in remembrance of their veteran, whether or not it be a family member, friend, whatever. Trees 1 and 2 do present a visual obstruction to the memorial upon entering and during ceremonies. Now, one might say, okay, so what? Again, our objective is to ensure that when people come into that park, they see all of the memorial as they walk in. So it becomes a magnet to draw them to the memorial and acknowledge all of those veterans that have pavers or plaques. You'd be surprised when I go down there and people walking around, they pay attention to those pavers. They look at the service years that were associated with each veteran. It's important. It's very important. We're going to remove, as part of that visual effort, we will be removing these signs. The lighthouse has approved us positioning those right at the entrance to the park. Again, to welcome people to the lighthouse and Memorial Park. They said that they love having us as a neighbor, because the people that come to the lighthouse are attracted to the Veterans Memorial. People that come to the Veterans Memorial end up going to the lighthouse. It's a great partnership that we have with the lighthouse. The landscaping plan for the memorial is very balanced, okay? And it provides, indeed, a sense of serenity. And you'll note that the trees that are planted are such that they provide just not just a balanced appearance, but they'll provide a very peaceful image and setting. Additional things, when we looked and walked through the park, how can we improve the image of the park? Top left, that's the playground. Notice the benches there. Happens to be my granddaughter there. We thought, let's bring some color there. Let's bring some crepe myrtles right there. So it's a nice entrance, again, to the park. Create a very positive image to the park. And if you look at the parking lot, it's bland. So the top right, there's nothing on that island. Put a couple palms there. And we want to do that. Again, we're part of this town. We want everyone to be proud of this town and what they see and what they experience. So we want to add things that go beyond the scope of this. You know, I did not know, honestly, what a specimen live oak is. I really didn't. I had to look it up because it seems to be, you know, a significant issue in this town. So I looked it up, and the appearance is what you would expect, although I think ours are much smaller than they speak to here. But the use is due to their grand, picturesque form. They are primarily used as focal trees in large landscapes such as parks, large residential areas, and historical sites. I will suggest to you You may not like it, but I'll suggest to you that the oaks that we're talking about are not grand. They're not landscape. I mean, if you look at the park, those oaks are just everywhere, everywhere. So, yes, we're asking to remove and replace, again, replace in strategic places that add a sense of grandeur to the park, those trees. One last thing. There was a suggestion in an email that we reduce the area of the pavers, shrink the paver area. I calculated that for every foot of width of the perimeter of the oval that you see, you would eliminate 160 pavers. 160 fewer veterans that could be recognized. The bottom line here, and I'm an old sales guy, so I like getting to the bottom line. We are asking that you don't compromise and limit the way we have planned to honor veterans. Let this town stand up for veterans as a shining example of doing what's right in their memory. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much. That was very good.
Does anyone have any questions of Mark?
Yes. Where you plan to plant the trees, that is in the red area. Would that distract from viewing the memorial?
I'm sorry.
The areas in the red, marked in the red, would that distract from viewing the memorial?
This is it. Right there.
No, it would not, and it creates a natural buffer
from the chain link fence that the lighthouse has. And I talked to the director of the lighthouse about the chain link fence and the barbed wire. I said, that's not really consistent with a view and an atmosphere that we're trying to create. He's going to look into painting that fence. But he said everything on this side, the monument side of the fence, is town's or ours, or the town's, period. So he can't provide a buffer. He said, I'm fine with you folks creating a buffer as long as, you know, we talk about what goes in there. And that's a partnership. And we're happy to do that.
Anyone else?
I do have a question. From the,
go ahead.
I've purchased some bricks down there, so thereby, should I recuse myself? I feel I should because...
Unless you would gain financially from this, then you don't need to recuse yourself from this vote.
Well, I paid for them, so thereby, you know...
Not
I feel
removing
I should recuse
them,
myself from the vote.
At this
because, you know, prejudice.
Unfortunately, if you were to recuse yourself from this vote at this point, it would count as an automatic approval towards the vote because it would only be if you were financially benefiting from this vote.
Okay.
I don't think you have to, but correct me if I'm wrong. We're not tearing down the Veterans Memorial, everything is going to stay there.
Yeah.
This is just how it's just about trees, and we are just advising the council how we feel about taking out these trees. The memorial, we think, is wonderful. Everything that Mark has said, we do honor our veterans. Obviously, the town does. We give you property. There's property there. You know, you're creating a beautiful site. It's absolutely gorgeous what you're doing. And I have been there multiple times, in fact, even yesterday, and people come up all the time to walk up there. So I have to say that I disagree that they can't see the memorial from the parking lot, because people come in and they see it. But what I'd like to do is see if anyone else, before I speak, and I would like to open it up to the audience, too, for any questions. Does anyone else on the board have anything to say at this point?
Is this, I mean, not at this moment, but maybe after.
After everyone else? That's fine. Yeah, we'll have other chances, too. Okay, thank you, Mark. Is there anyone in the audience?
For questions?
Yes, for questions. Yeah, for more. Oh, here, could you come up to the... No, just a question. That's okay. Just so you can get it on the record, too. Thank you.
Were two trees already removed from the site?
Yes, two trees were removed and are to be replaced. Those are the two trees that were positioned right where the walls are currently.
And did you have a valid sign permit to remove those two trees?
Yes, we did.
Any other questions for Mark? Yes.
Not quite that tall. Good morning. My name is John LaBelle. I live at 33 Calumet Avenue in Ponce Inlet. Next year, I'll be a resident here for about 30 years. I have the distinct honor of being one of the founding members of the Veterans Memorial. There are a few of us left, and we always knew that the memorial was not static. It was designed to be improved, expanded, and we wanted it to be a real jewel in the crown of the town, and it's become that. I think everyone remembers a recent time when the town was heavily divided over some development issues, and the memorial was one of the few places where people could come and join together and have some peace. I recently had the opportunity to take my great-granddaughter down to one of the four benches at the memorial that's dedicated to my wife's father. He was a World War II combat veteran, decorated, and although my great-granddaughter is only three and doesn't understand the significance, I expect that in the future she will. That's five generations. Five generations. That's the kind of thing I think means something to this town, and I think means to a lot of people in the town. I would really like to say that none of this is done for commercial purpose, for someone's increase in wealth or whatever. This is a community effort. It's done with a community spirit, and if it is curated correctly and done with taste and with respect, it is something that should greatly be respected and approved. I would only probably end with a very famous and somewhat apocryphal quote, and it goes like this. It says, "Poor is a nation that has no heroes. Shameful is a nation with heroes and forgets." I've got five generations. Maybe some of you have something similar. I'd like to see that protected, expanded, and done in true community spirit. And I'd be happy to take any of your questions. I don't hear well too many artillery shells, but I'd be very happy to answer any questions you have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone have any questions? No? Thank you. Is there anyone else? that would like to speak?
Is this questions or
participation?
My name is Bob McLaughlin. I live in Harbor Village. I, along with John, is also